Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. In studio today is Christine McAvoy, who is a volunteer and a member of the Holy Trinity Orthodox Greek Church here in Sioux City. Hello.
Hey, Gretchen. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm great. One of my favorite events is coming up, and you're here to talk about that. That is the Greek Festival, which is every year a little bit more of a big deal.
Well, you know, we like to think so. This is our 17th year, so every year, you know, we reevaluate. We look at the things that we want to improve on, the things that we want to change. So we tweak it as we go along, but it will be 3 full days of fabulous food, entertainment, lots of things to see, you know, shopping, pastries, of course, tours. So something for everyone.
Have you been involved with this for all 17 years?
You know, I believe I have been involved for all 17 years in various ways. I've moved around probably more than most people. I don't know if that means that they want to get me rid. They want to get rid of me in an area. But I've worked in a lot of different areas through the years.
I think they've just been promoting you.
Oh, okay. You know. Well, we'll go with promotion then.
So it's Friday, July 28th through Sunday the 30th.
That is correct.
And just tell us about what's going to go on this year.
Okay, well, last year we made a lot of changes, and we have tweaked on those changes. We will be having the drive up, which proved to be very, very popular last year. So people will, if they can't come to the festival, we really hope that people come and spend as much time as they can, come back another day. But in the event that you're working or you're just on the run, you can pull right up, right at the festival grounds. It's a limited menu. However, you can get the very popular things. You can get the Greek salad. You can get pastry. You can get the gyros, and we will be having chicken and the traditional gyro also this year again. So it's very, very easy for anybody to partake in, you know, some Greek fun food. We'll also be doing our big pastry area, which last year was the first time that we prepackaged, and we were beyond successful to the point that we ran out, and we had some unbelievably dedicated women that stayed up through the night and made not anywhere near enough pastry for Sunday, but we at least were able to open and had, baklava and a few other things through for probably about 2 or 3 hours. The bake sale last year, for some reason, just went insane.
Well, I think, word has gotten out, and once you've had baklava or some of the other delicacies, you're hooked forever.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And we actually, you know, the funny thing is we actually had our young adult group. It's called Orthodoxy on Tap. And they meet, they're young couples or young single people that want to get together and just hang out and do things together. And they were kind enough to paint the festival booth this year and then go inside. And they made, I believe, well over 1,000 Scotcheroos. We have one woman, Shanda Antonopoulos, that makes the best Scotcheroos. Although I think we're going to call them Greekaroos for this. But they just went into like, okay, so some of us aren't, you know, Greek, but we know how to make this and it's really good. And so we will have all kinds of things, not just the Greek staples, but that will be probably dominantly what, you know, people can partake in. So we're trying to involve as many people within our community in the baking process, because it's just an absolutely mammoth undertaking.
I can only imagine. And are you having wine this year?
Oh, yes. We will have a full taverna, the bar area. We will have Greek wines. We will have Greek beers, you know, all sorts of refreshing drinks to try and enjoy. We are bringing back and expanding the specialty foods area that was very popular last year. As a matter of fact, when we're done, I'm going to be getting your order, from what I understand.
Yes.
Which is great. We're always happy for those pre-orders. And we'll be expanding the specialty foods to encompass figs and apricots. We're bringing in honey from Greece. We're bringing in some phenomenal cheeses again. And just so people understand how difficult it is for us to do this, we cannot just order it. It would cost at least double what we charge if we had a truck bring it in, because all of the big wholesalers are either in Chicago or New York. And so what we do is we literally have people from our parish that drive to Chicago. They'll bring back, you know, 40 pounds of olives, and they'll bring back 80 pounds of cheese, and they'll bring back this and that and the phyllo, so that we can put this on, and we can do it in the most cost-effective way. The figs came from New York, so, you know, a lot of the stuff has to travel a great distance, and we're so grateful to people that actually help us, you know, within the parish, that really take one for the team and, you know, drive across the state of Iowa with a whole bunch of cheese and olives and other goodies.
That's dedication.
That is beyond dedication.
Beyond dedication. You're so right. Well, tell me a little bit about this dish that you brought to me. Thank you, by the way.
Oh, it's not really much of anything. We got in some really, really exceptional apricots and dates. Or not dates, I'm sorry. Some figs. And they're not fresh. They're both dried, but they're absolutely wonderful. And just did a little kiss of some lovely Greek honey. And when I say a kiss, I'm talking about half a teaspoon. And then add a little bit of rose water, which is a phenomenal aromatic, zero calorie, zero fat. It's water. It's just infused with through rose petals. So it has the essence of rose. Plus, it has a really interesting flavor, and it goes really, really well with a deep-flavored fruit like a fig. It also is great with berries and stuff like that, and we'll be selling those types of things. We'll be doing some different types of salads, one of which will be a one of my favorite salads in the summer is a cucumber and celery, very light vinaigrette salad topped with the very decadent figs and apricots diced with mint and basil. Oh. So you get this very light, refreshing, and then you get this very rich, sweet, decadent thing that mixes with it. And it sounds unusual, but it works really, really well together.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And thank you for the treat, by the way.
Oh, no problem. Very That's, nice. You know, just to get you excited about the event. And we'll be doing food tastings throughout the event. We've got a fabulous boutique that usually sells out also throughout the event. We are, and I'm not sure at the taping, because we do tape this just slightly ahead of time, but we may be getting some more dancers from outside of our area to come in to help with entertainment, because we know that the dancing is so unbelievably popular. So we may have some extra dancers on hand as well.
Well, we've been talking a lot about all the wonderful foods and pastries and wine, but there is a children's area. This is a family-friendly event. There's something for everybody. And then there's the dancing. And what else have I left out?
Well, a couple other things that we did last year for the first time. We partnered with local public safety and fire department, Sioux City Police Department, so the kids can come by and they can, you know, crawl on the fire truck and they can talk to the, you know, the firefighters. The police officers are always great to open up the door so the kids can kind of see around, and we'll have somebody from Mercy that is there, you know, because they're our neighbor and we like to partner with them. So we'll have some people from the public that, you know, you can just kind of get to know. Last year I did have an officer say he actually worked the event and he had never been to it, and he said, I have had so many people come up to me and thank me for what I do. And he said, I'm bringing my family back tomorrow. He was almost reduced to tears, because it's been, you know, it's very tough to be a police officer these days. And so he was just so, and this was not, you know, necessarily just the people from Holy Trinity. It was the patrons at the festival. He said it was just a wonderful event, and he really wanted his family to be a part of it also. And the next day when he wasn't working, he brought his entire family.
That's wonderful.
You know, it really is. It really is. And that's really why we wanted to do something with our local people that keep us, you know, safe and healthy and, you know, able to go to things like Greek Fest.
And, you know, we take so much of that for granted.
We do. We expect that when we pick up the phone, they're going to be there, and they are. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we don't probably thank them enough is something that, you know, we all should be a little more cognizant of.
Well, Christine, again, the festival is Friday the 28th through Sunday the 30th of July. Get your tickets while you're there. And it's a wonderful event. And I want to thank you for not just for coming out today and telling us about the festival, but the entire congregation who worked so hard to put this together. To really, it's such a treat for our community to pretend that they can be, you know, Greek for 3 days and eat Greek food and dance like a Greek and drink like a Greek. So, you know, congratulations to all of you who make this happen in our community, because it doesn't happen everywhere.
Well, you know, it is a labor of love, and it wouldn't be possible if we didn't have all of the people in the community. And it's not just Sioux City. We get people from all around the area. We probably pull from, we do get people from Omaha and Sioux Falls, but all of the small towns around us, we see big numbers of people coming in, and we really, really owe a huge debt of gratitude to all of the people that come and they support us. They learn a little bit about our culture, about our religion, because we do have fabulous church tours in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful church. So, you know, we're very eager to share all of that with the community.
If anyone has questions, I think you have a Facebook page.
We certainly do, or they can go online to our web address, or they can give us a call at 255-5559. And hopefully somebody will be not busy enough that they can pick up that phone and answer those questions. But we will be there starting at 5 o'clock on Friday, and we will be wrapping up by 3 o'clock on Sunday.
And if you're yearning for pastries, and I know you all are, I'd get there sooner rather than later.
I would definitely get there sooner rather than later.
Because you might be disappointed.
Yes, and we do not want that to happen.
No, we do not. Well, Christine, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much.
We've been speaking with Christine McAvoy from Holy Trinity Orthodox Greek Church here in Sioux City, where she is a member and a volunteer. And I'm Gretchen Gondek. Thank you for tuning in for Food for Thought. Have a super weekend.